Hey, can I address the elephant in the room? Tom shaved.
Not you, mum.
No,
that
was harsh, Jack.
I wasn't even going to say that. I was on about the fact
so
wearing
sunglasses.
So my first
words on this fucking podcast are fuck off. Thank you. Brilliant.
We have to bleep
We have to bleep it
in
as
the
well.
First minute, right. So you just Great. Basically said nothing.
Great. You said nothing.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I'll be honest, this has derailed my whole thing. Sarah's already been revealed.
Well, Jack's got a real bad thing with his eye.
Yeah, I poured a vodka shot in my eye and now I can't see. But anyway, it's all right. I'm just light sensitive, so I'll just be wearing these. And maybe I'll take them off. Anyway.
His eye looks proper.
We're not
horrible.
Here to talk about my eye today. We're here to talk to Sarah Simons.
It's my mum. It's our highest profile guest yet.
Say the line.
Do it.
Shut up, I'm talking.
Hi, podcast director Mirren here. Just a heads up, this episode contains an honest and open description of childbirth. Enjoy the show.
Every time, I don't know how to subtly alert people to like, now's the time.
Yeah, well, I wasn't clicking in my mum's face.
You clicked at me, which automatically made me go, excuse me.
No, sorry, I learned this the other day, the Indian action thanks. Don't know if that's big in India or not, but it happened at my doorstep.
I don't know what words you're saying. Frankly, Jack.
He came to my door and he delivered my food and he was like, I thank you, but have you ever heard of the Indian action thanks? And I went, no. And then he went, thank you. And he did like a weird flourish with his hand. I can't do it. And
No, anybody clicks at me, I go full Godzilla.
Well, sorry.
Rising from the sea.
Don't click at my mum.
We're already learning so much about you. But Sarah, important. We have other questions too.
Okay.
Like, Sarah, we have a segment on the podcast we start with every week. You know it. You've seen the podcast before. We spoke about this the other week. What is your worst moment of the week this week?
Well, I'd had a couple of days with Tom in London. We'd been to the 28 Years Later premiere, which really enjoyed. And we'd been on Question Time. We'd been on Question Time. He went on representing me, obviously, you know. Mm. A first worst moment of the week was potentially not drawing knobs on those papers that were on the Question Time desk.
Oh, yeah.
Because we did think about it.
They give you a little paper when you're on telly, and I said to Mum, I'm going to draw a massive penis and then lean over to the Conservative lawn and go this while we're on air. It was a good idea of mine.
Why would they give you papers, though?
For notes?
For notes.
Why would you be taking notes?
For when I have thoughts.
People thinking stuff.
It's a politics show, man. I got loads of thoughts. I think gay people is good.
Did you take any notes?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah. I took it home as well.
What were your notes, roughly, if you can remember?
It was something like...
Was it a knob?
No, it won't, because I take it all very seriously.
Okay.
It was something like social media belonging. I wrote three words. It won't really, I didn't really do a lot
so
of
So that was a semi-worst moment.
Sure,
of the
so you didn't... no knobs.
Yeah, we didn't draw any knobs on those papers. And after that, I got home about 12:15 and I was getting ready for bed. I walked into my, what was the spare bedroom and is now my walk-in wardrobe.
Mm. Boudoir, I heard.
No, that's a separate room.
Oh, geez,
that is a separate room.
So how many
don't
rooms?
Start on my boudoir. That's why I stopped listening for a little while.
My room now isn't even my room.
That's why I stopped listening for a while, because people had thoughts on my boudoir.
Jack had thoughts.
Which is my dressing room.
What was your
room.
Worst moment, Mum?
Okay. Went in my walk-in wardrobe and discovered that Betty had done a massive runny poo by walking in it in my bare feet.
How do you even come back from that?
I just stood there and went, ah, for a little bit.
But then did you get, like, your hop?
I had to walk on my heel, one foot and one heel, hopping a little bit until I got to the bath and then put my foot in the bath and just sprayed it down. And then I got all upset that there was dog poo in my bath. So then before I could actually have my shower, which is what I was planning to do, I had to get the out and spray everything and clean it, and you know, so
that is horrible. Yeah, that's disgusting.
But it's not the first time it's happened, is it?
No, you trod on a slug that time.
That's not quite the same.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was a barefoot slug crush.
Yeah.
That, yeah, was, I still think poo is poo from a bum, a watery poo from a bum.
Yeah, it was not nice. It was not, and I was tired. It's not as bad as when Nora shat on your friend's foot during the night, is it?
Oh, yeah. We invited my mate round for a sleepover, and in his night round, he saw a rat in the garden, and then he got shat on in the night, and we're not mates anymore.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't shit on your head. Sorry.
It was Nora. She didn't like strangers.
She was old, yeah.
Nora, the old dog. Old. Yeah,
and Betty shat on me once. There was a lot of poo.
My
in
dog
our house.
Never once pooed on me ever, can I just say? In all his years he was alive, never one time.
But we had women dogs.
Had. Still have.
True.
You have one.
Walter's never pooed on me. He's a bloke.
Yeah.
No, a lot Walter's to think
not,
about.
Walter's not pooping anyway.
We're breaking new ground scientifically. Yeah. This is the first thing anyone's realised this.
But Nora was because she didn't like strangers in the house. She was about 400 years old at that point, wasn't she? She didn't like change.
That's dirty true. Protest.
Yeah.
And Betty on me was for power, and she'd hump me for power.
Yeah, air hump.
She air just hump me, and she'd had her bits taken away at this point.
Well, yeah, and also, I don't know if you know about ladies, they don't often have the facilities for... Well, anything really, like in that sort of realm.
What?
The humping.
What are you on about?
It's not going to take. It's not going to get them.
This is song lyrics all over again, isn't it?
It's not going to get them anywhere.
Him not liking song lyrics. I listened to that while I was driving.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
That was a little callback to our previous episode.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, by the time this is out, there's going to have been a great. I had Baby No Money in a video yesterday and I asked him what he thought and he was on my side.
He's a la, 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 la. Do you know that song?
Yeah.
You do, because you liked it. I remember showing you when I was in year 10 and you was like, when I popped off, and then it gets all about blowjobs, the song. It's singing about blowjobs.
True, it does. It's about blowjobs.
I remember, because I didn't get it at the time.
But either way, point being, lyrics don't matter according to Baby No Money himself. Well, and he's done more music than you.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to say that, would you, if you're a musician, being like, lyrics don't matter.
He said that.
But I can bloody tell when I listen to his music.
I asked him, he said it didn't
singing
matter.
About blowjobs. Yeah, no wonder he says that. Not bad. Right. Can you ask my mum some questions that we pre-wrote?
Yeah, we have pre-written.
Mum, we've literally
questions.
Put in loads of effort for this, so we'd never mess this up that you're here.
Is that true or not true?
Yes. What do you think this is?
Yeah, we did all this work yesterday. Anyway.
Luckily.
So we have a lot of questions originally for you about Tom as a child. Okay. Because I figured you're probably the only person that knows that stuff well enough, and the audience would love to know. First off.
All about him, is it?
Mostly,
no, I made us put in some
brilliant.
But you can really you can really add your own perspective. Like for
thank you.
This first one is
wow, Jack, you're a gentleman. You
I'm
know.
Just saying, look,
if I may.
Yeah, I'm just look.
Feel free to add your own. Thoughts.
All right, let's come on now.
Thank you, everyone.
I think we forgot.
You've got a gammy arm.
We discussed not even doing this episode. I've got like a banging headache. I can't think straight.
You're giving him headache, Mum. What are you doing?
Not your mum hasn't given me headache. My eye has because of Anyway,
and you did not actually eyeball vodka.
I didn't really eyeball vodka.
That's
that
important to say.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because when you said it, I thought, did you eyeball vodka?
No, I would
Silly
never
boy.
Eyeball vodka.
Well, I wanted to know that.
I don't even like
vodka. Let's stick to these questions, you two. Come on, let's focus.
But anyway, no, I don't know what I did. That's the horrible part. Anyway, the first question we have about Tom as a child is actually a question for you. It's, did you love him? Listen.
As opposed to who?
No, don't
as
go listen. Don't go listen to my mum, man. Don't
he's
put your finger
ask,
up and go listen.
A question
That's
for me.
My mum.
What I meant was like, it's about your thoughts and feelings towards
what,
Tom.
What else
do you think it's going to be?
I don't know, man. Anyway.
Right, anyway, crack on. We haven't got all day.
We haven't. Did you love Tom straight away or was he truly annoying at first?
No, I did love him straight. I loved him before he was born. I really did. And I was also really worried that I wouldn't love him as much as I love Nora the dog. Because I really, really love Nora the dog. Oh, yeah, she was lovely. She was absolutely wonderful. I mean, she wasn't. She was a total arsehole. But she just didn't like us at all. But I absolutely loved her. But I was nervous that I wouldn't love him as much as I loved Nora, even though I absolutely knew he was when he was in my tummy.
But you thought I was a girl.
I did think you were a girl, but I just talked to you as a baby. But I thought you were a girl, just because I just couldn't get my head around the possibility of having a boy.
Why?
Because I'm a girl.
I've seen that Daniel Slosser's stand-up special was all about how he didn't immediately love his kid, wasn't it? And you loved me.
Yeah, I really
that's
did.
That's nice.
I've
really
heard that's
did.
More
I mean,
of a...
I was
but did I even have a personality
it...
when I was first born? Or was
no,
I just a bit of fucking
like
flesh in that?
Angry flesh.
I've heard that's more of a dad thing, though. Because
oh, get your glasses back on.
No, this is making me feel better right now. Sorry, I know, it's horrible. I don't know what's wrong with it. But anyway, I heard it's more of a dad thing because obviously the mother gets like 6-9 months even of bonding with a child because it's in her. And then the dad just one day, there's a thing. That, like,
had you pre-bonded with me when I was...
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I remember walking around Woodthorpe Park when I was about 7 months pregnant. Yeah. And you were huge. And right. You were huge. Not me. And just talking to you and singing to you and stuff.
But I be honest? I bet you look fucking nuts.
It's not my problem.
Just looking down at your tummy and singing. I guess people know, don't they?
People know that
pregnant
women are nuts.
No.
Oh, you're doing well today, Jeff.
No, I didn't even say that. That's just blame on me.
Recap.
You said it.
Let's just have a recap.
I meant that people know what's in there.
Like, right,
I know,
the next question,
was the puppies, actually.
To your next question.
My next question.
Because you're on the questions today, Jack. You're in.
Yeah,
God forbid,
we also wanted
mode.
To know how was the birth, easy or hard? I mean, all births are hard somewhat, but like I was a particularly difficult childbirth, I know. And my brother was like comparatively really easy.
Tom was 2 weeks late.
Mm.
And then I had to go in and be induced, which means like they give you some stuff and give you some medicine and it does like makes you have labour.
Mm.
And after 3 days of having induced labour, he still wasn't having it.
Oh.
So it's meant to, and all my friends who I was at antenatal class, they'd come in, had the babies, gone home, you know. And so I was in the labour suite for 3 days. And it hurt a bit, you know. And then this arsehole of an anaesthetist. Everybody else was lovely. I'd seen like every person who was on duty. Everybody had come in, you know, probably the caretaker and the clear. Everybody had come in. Everybody had had a little look up. Do you know what I mean? And
what?
Well, you know, you've not got your kegs on, have you?
Up.
You know. What? You were in there. It was only cost of you.
That's why.
It was,
everyone were looking
right,
for you,
let's
mate.
Let's keep going, because yeah. I'm not loving this story about you.
It was your first personal appearance, wasn't it?
First meet and greet.
First meet and greet, yeah.
I've loved my fans since day one.
So I'd seen everybody, and the nurses, doctors, everybody was fabulous, really lovely, until this awful fucking anaesthetist came in, because they said whether I had to have a cesarean or whether I was having a vaginal birth. First time I've said vagina, babe. I've gone quite a long time without saying vagina.
Just keep
or
going.
Menopause.
Just keep going.
Thank you.
Keep going.
Or talked about boobs.
Mom,
or
just keep
yeah,
going.
Menopause, periods. It's been a little while since I've said anything about that, so I'm quite pleased.
What even is happening?
I started periods last week.
Did you?
Right, let's just stay focused, you two. This is
Okay.
How am I the focused one?
Yeah. So this epidurally was going to be for whichever way you came out. But I'd had 3 days of hanging about in loads of pain waiting for you. So I was like, yeah, go on. And he was a fucking arsehole. It was...
How was he an arsehole?
It was coming up to Good Friday. So he was having the weekend off for Easter and he was fucking pissed off that he had to come in and stick a massive needle in my spine to stop, you know, the potential pain when another human came out of my vagina. He was a little bit, he was going golfing and he was a little bit unhappy that I was inconveniencing him with all my, you know, pain of childbirth. And then he wasn't shy about telling me all the different risks that might happen when he put this massive needle into my spine and how it probably wouldn't work. And he kept going, because you're so overweight, because you're so large, it probably won't work anyway. So, you know, just let us know if it isn't, if you're having the pain. Obviously, if you have to have a C-section, that's another thing. So, you know, we need to know if you're... But it probably won't work because she's so big. And, you know, for women who are your size.
That's sad. You're
that
not,
is a bit
odd to say that.
Well, Well, it could have. I mean, I was.
I saw you, like, your lip quivered as you said it. You were, like, almost going to laugh.
What? No,
well,
I was. No,
I wasn't. I was. You know, I was a lot bigger than I am now.
You were.
And,
What?
You weren't even born, man.
Yeah, I was a lot bigger than I am now. But still, there's a way of saying it that doesn't make you feel like shit, especially when you've been in labour for 3 days and somebody's about to stick a massive needle in the back. And in other circumstances, I would have ripped his head off verbally.
Mm. Never mind.
However, he was the person who was about to stick a massive needle into my spine.
You shouldn't piss him
off
before he goes.
So I just thought, you know, as much as I do want to punch you in the throat.
You just let him.
I am.
Verbally.
Well.
Verbally. So what did you do? You just let him.
I just let it go.
And then he just fucked off.
Let it go. And he fucked off. And then minutes later, I was rushed in for an emergency cesarean. And all I could think about was, this might not work. And I was, if I was going to have a vaginal birth, I thought that...
Was he not a vaginal birth then? Did he come out of...
Oh, no.
I beg you, stop saying vaginal.
Well, I guess I didn't
I just don't like it.
When I asked, was it
I was out the tummy, man. Listen, I fell out of the tummy.
When I...
Well, here's the thing, though. When it was going to be that way, I thought, okay, if the epidural doesn't work, that's fine. Women across the world have that sort of birth without any pain relief and da-da-da, I can
it's
do
true.
It. However... If I was going to get sawn in half and him dragged out my abdomen,
yeah, that didn't happen without painkillers.
You know, I thought
often.
I'd quite like an aspirin with that.
Yeah.
You know,
was that horrible then when they pulled apart your tummy?
Well, the next bit, it was a different anaesthetist when I was like rushed in because something happened with you. You were showing off or being quiet or something, and they needed to get in quick and get you out. And so. It was a different...
Sorry, we've just spent 20 minutes on two questions and I just looked how many we...
It was a different anaesthetist who was lovely by that point, up by my head. And they put this little curtain across when you're in the theatre.
Yes, you
so you can't see.
See
because, you know, it'd be off-putting seeing somebody saw
it would
you
freak
off.
You out, yeah.
And because I'd already thought, this probably isn't going to work and I need lots of painkiller. Anytime the anaesthetist said, so do you, different one, lovely one, do you feel pain or do you feel just pulling? And I'd go, pain, more. So by the time he came out, I was absolutely off my tits. I was so drugged up, And then when they got him out and showed him to me and asked, you know, and said he was fine, he was healthy, he was a little boy, da da da, and asked, you know, said, are you all right? I asked for a jacket potato with tuna and mayonnaise, please.
Really?
Yeah.
What, and your tummy was open?
Yeah, I couldn't see it. Well, I didn't mean that they were going to just pop it in there.
Put one
that's
in.
That's horrible.
You've got a direct route to the stomach at that point.
Because it'll surely just fall out if you...
No, I think that's a different bit to where your food goes. And I wasn't suggesting that I have jacket and tuna mayo while I was in the operating room. But
just
Yeah, I was really hungry all of a sudden. And I was absolutely off my face.
What I've understood from all this then is that Tom truly has never done a bit of work in his life and often just gets other people to do his job for him.
Right. Why would you even say that to me?
Yeah.
Wouldn't even get out yourself. Was like, oh, I'll wait till those doctors cut me out of here. Chilled out for an extra 3 days and a 3 day holiday.
It does sound like it was a traumatic birth, but it kind of wasn't. It was just
she
like,
wasn't even
this is traumatized. What I have to
do. She was chilling.
It was like, this is what I had to do to get him out. And by that point, they could have dragged him out my ear hole. I was so sick of it all.
I get that.
Isn't it,
Jack? As long as he was healthy and
how long
and
did
safe.
All that take? Because I know I was a 23 hour childbirth. That's what I got told.
Yeah, I beat that by miles, mate.
Well, no. I mean, from start of like labor to end of labor. Which is a long time, I hear. Some
well, I
people
was,
aren't.
I was 3 days in labour.
Well, no, sorry. In labour at that point. Because they do the...
Yeah, but that sends you into labour. So you're having...
I tripled your numbers, mate. Idiot.
And then I was... Yeah, and then it was another...
Yeah, but it's like golf, so actually I'm better. It's like golf. Lower score wins.
No, it's not. It's like long.
Yeah,
it's like every other.
No, right. No. It's like golf. Anyway,
some ladies go in and go, and the baby pops out.
In it. That's what happened with
my
brother.
That's what I've heard. I mean, I'm not sure how accurate that is.
Pretty, from what I hear. Anyway, Now we want to know, after the birth, which we've established was somewhat difficult, was Tom an easy or difficult child? Like in his early days, those early years.
I don't know any different. I've just got...
Didn't know him.
I've just got... I thought,
someone else
to
raise him, I have no fucking clue.
No, I mean, it was all right. I don't know any different.
All right.
Yeah.
You've met other kids.
Yeah, no, some other kids are dickheads.
Yeah.
I was not a dickhead. I was solid and nice.
I kind of misunderstood about the whole leaving them to cry themselves to sleep bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What? What about?
One of my friends was very keen. She had lots of babies. She was very keen, like, you need to leave them to cry themselves to sleep because they need to self-soothe. So if they're crying and crying, you make sure that they're not hungry, that they don't need changing, that there's nothing wrong with them. Basically, they're just showing off. Let them sort themselves out. So, and also I was very keen that we're not going to tiptoe. There'd been some people that we knew who had a baby and they made us just fucking tiptoe around the house all the time.
No good.
It's like, oh, shut up. Invite us around and we can be normal or don't. So I thought, no, we're leaving him to get on with his own shit. If we've got people around, we're not turning the volume down. We're not doing anything of that. He can just sleep. So I did the whole letting him, which is probably why he can sleep anywhere.
He can sleep through anything.
Time,
do you see me on them tour buses where I curl up on your lap?
That's not what happened.
I pretty much almost did curl up on your lap on that last tour, didn't I?
No, you were to my side.
But, you know, you could have stroked my head and I wouldn't have known.
No, but I didn't. Sometimes I'd rest things on there.
If I was working,
I had like too many things, I'd pop a couple on your head as like a little like.
And I didn't wake up, did I?
You didn't stir.
See, and why is this?
Could have done a mustache.
No, but because you did, you just left it all on for me.
Yeah, yeah. And also the self-soothing thing. So you sort of looked after yourself after a bit. I don't mean like all the time. I just meant when you were going to sleep. And I told my friend about it and she was like, and by this time you were maybe about 4 months old. So yeah, self-soothing thing's going quite well. And she went, what? I said, what do you mean? She said, you told me to. I said, you told me to. You told me, you know, just let her. And she went, no, you don't start that till they're about 8 months. You don't do it right away. So I kind of messed up a little bit, but you know, he's all right.
You've turned out fine.
I'm genuinely super cool.
Well, that's good to know that Tom was a super cool child in his own words.
I wouldn't say he was super cool, but I don't know any different. And sure, it wasn't
you don't know any different, so you don't know I want even super cool.
No, you might have been super cool, babes. It's not, do you know what I mean? It doesn't,
thank you very much.
I suppose, it was terrible. That's a good point. Well, Tom wrote this one for himself. He actually wrote this question himself. He put, when did Tom start being funny? I added, some would say that's yet to come, but what do you think?
Any day now.
Right. No. No,
I've got watched. Well, you've told us, Tom.
When did I start being funny?
You kind of knew you were funny from being little.
Of course, I did.
Yeah.
G-O-A-T,
you kind of worked quite hard. You worked quite hard to be
smells goat. Yeah.
To make us laugh, or maybe you were just you know.
Did he often pull it off? Or
did I pull it off?
A lot of what you've said is you could really tell he was trying. I'm sure that was a lot of what just came out.
Always tell now.
And he was like a little old man. He was always like,
beg your pardon.
You were never. I don't know. There was a little bit of like old manness around you, even when you were tiny.
What does that mean?
My mum always says you've got a bit of a Mr. Bean quality.
What? Tom does?
Yeah.
Rude.
No, in a pleasant way. Your mum's horrible.
No, in a pleasant way, not in a horrible way.
What? So
I see it. I do. I know where she's coming from. You do often have a little Mr. Bean sort of like mannerism to you.
Was I funny?
Mr. Bean is very funny.
You were, babe.
Loves
you
worldwide.
Were funny.
Thank you, Mum.
You were
Thank
funny.
You saying that.
And when he started talking, which seemed to be about 15 minutes after you were born, because once you started, you never frigging stopped. Car journeys were the worst. It was like having the radio on all the time. Shall we have a little chat? Shall we have a little chat?
What? Should we have a little chat? It's often still something you say.
Should we have a little chat? Should we have a little chat?
You love having chats.
I love having a good chat.
But you love announcing them.
You had to tell me off because I used to go, and now, Jack, we're going to have a deep chat. And you go, no, that's not what you do. And I go, why? And you go, you have to organically get there. I go, no, I want to have a deep chat now.
You just like sort of like halfway through quite a light vibe go, right, let's switch it up. Whenever the whole room would go, what?
Go, let's have a deep chat.
Yeah, it's just like if it gets there, then that's fine. But I think it's, you know what it was? You would do that to me and I was used to it. But then when me and Eleanor first got together, you went, she seems really interesting. I'd love to have a deep chat with her. And I went, I think given that this is a girl you don't really know, if you go up to her and go, can we have a deep chat? she might be a little like confused. So I'm like, maybe just see if it comes up organically, was what I said.
Was I, Jack thinks I'm gross and I don't think I am. Was I always gross?
I think he's a little gross.
I don't think he's
gross. He like wipes his snot on his sleeves. And
that's
like,
not that grim, mum.
Doesn't
that
tidy up. And
you trod in shit the other day.
Yeah. Yeah, but that wasn't her fault. You choose to wipe snot on your sleeves.
Okay, that's one thing. One.
That's
one.
Like a good example.
You haven't to wipe snot on your sleeves.
Well, I'm not even that gross.
I don't think you're that gross.
Thank you, mum.
I think you're, you know, sometimes wiping...
You're sort of biologically wired to find him lovable, though, in a way that I'm not.
That's true.
I can see him for what he is, and he is a little gross sometimes. Just again with the snot on the sleeves and you drool.
What are you saying?
I drool. I drool.
Than,
when he sleeps,
than...
he drools.
Well, that's not his fault. That's not making him gross.
And sometimes when I talk, I drool. One time in music class, everyone was looking at me and
you
was
actively
talking.
Piss yourself a lot. Again, not many of these things are his fault.
I was talking and everyone was looking at me, and as I was talking, a big glob of spit just fell out my mouth. Yeah,
you were always a slobberer.
I was always
drooling. A slobberer. See, to the point where I had to put E45 cream on your chin because you'd get a bit wet.
You see, that's grim.
Yeah.
How is that grim?
That's not grim. It's not gross.
It is
You're a posho. I think this is bullying.
It might. And it is.
Mate, yes, mum. You're a bully.
It is, because none of it's his fault. But at the same time,
the sleeve is. The wife is
not trying to be funny, but
sleeve.
Like some people smell real bad. It's not their fault, but at the same time, it's gross. You would think to yourself, this is gross.
No, but if you smelt bad, you'd wash yourself and put
some,
deodorant
some
on.
Don't.
It
doesn't work
some
for everybody.
Don't.
Anyway, we'll move on from Tom's smell. And we'll ask the big questions now. We've got a couple of big ones before we move on.
What, childbirth and childbirth wasn't big?
I don't know if people, like, I just
none
think
of your audience cares.
People will care more about this. That's what I mean to say.
Okay.
Sorry, Sarah.
Okay.
I'm sure it was very important to you, though, given
I'm a little
birth.
Bit grumpy with you. I'm always a bit grumpy with you, Jack Manifold.
It's all
right. Right, let's come on. Ask your question. Let's move it.
We wanted to know, is Tom a good son? And would you swap him for someone else? If so, who?
He is a good son.
Thanks, mum.
But if you could have like any son.
No, I wouldn't swap him.
You wouldn't?
Really?
Not even. No. Have you never, ever just seen another kid his age and went, oh, that would be a better son?
No.
I'm thinking, oh, hang on, I'd have to have a think.
I mean, look at it from my point of view. 3 days labour, YouTube millionaire.
Yeah, I know, but
wow.
I don't know.
I like that,
it was worth it.
See?
I mean,
she loves
a cover
me, but
3 days labour, thank you, fucking better be him.
Yeah, I know.
She had high expectations for me.
You know, but what if he was Tubbo and he did a 3 month
You'd be
subathon?
You would be pissed off if you had 3 days labour and all you got was Tubbo. You'd be so annoyed.
What about if he was Tubbo or Erin? I think Erin would be a great son. Our friend
Erin's lovely. Erin's lovely. Tubbo's lovely.
I would pick Erin.
I'm happy with Tom. Thank you.
All right.
You pick
Erin. I know he's trying to start a fight, Jack, and it ain't.
I'm not trying to start
he's
a fight.
He's trying to develop a rift, babe.
Trying to get some interest in
it. Let's gang up and start on him.
Yeah, Jack.
Yeah,
if that's all that's been happening. I've got a gammy eye, so that's horrible.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah, you're gross. Oh, yeah. You're gross.
This is
even though you can't change anything about it, you're gross.
And hey, this is you know, this one thing about me that you don't have, I'm willing to look at myself objectively.
Look at yourself in the eye.
Look at myself in the eye. My gammy eye and go, that is a little gross to look at. And I'm sorry, viewers, you have to look at it. Right. Anyway, now I've got a big question for you, Sarah.
Go on.
I didn't even write this one. I think Mirren might have said this one. So I'm just gonna start dobbing people in because I'm getting a lot of flack for these questions. We wanted to know, what is Tom's biggest red flag now he is a man?
What do you mean his biggest red flag?
What makes him, you know, what? Ooh, stay away from him. Again,
what,
I didn't write this one, so you
what's
can't.
What's something that you
don't got none
about Tom?
Yeah, all right. If
that
you...
he's an awful thing. That
no.
Should
no.
make people go, oh,
no.
What does he think of?
Like a red flag. Like obviously, you're his mum, so you would never do this. But if you were, instead,
what are you going to say now? I feel like you're from Mansfield, so all the laws on incest are very different, aren't they?
No, but obviously you're his mum, so you would never do this. But if you were, say, if you just looked at him objectively as a woman, what would make you go
actually
straight away?
What are you doing?
I'm not saying
why are you asking my mum that, you pedo? What is wrong with you?
You're sort of taking it in a...
Listen,
you're
sort
of taking it... What if I looked at him objectively as a woman?
No, I'm not saying it's what's physically attractive about him, but I'm like...
Why would
you
ask that?
Oh, no.
Oh,
this is awful.
You guys twist shit in a horrible, horrible way.
I'm in trauma. This is trauma.
No, but like, I'm not saying like, oh, what do you think makes him fit? Like, I'm not saying that. That's horrible. I'm saying, like, you know his habits. What do you worry about for, like, a girl that might live with him one day? Because you know all his habits. What are his red flags?
Okay.
You see, why would you not ask it like that in the first place?
My shoulders have gone up to my ears.
That's horrible.
Because I've got
the gammy eye does not apologise incest.
I didn't suggest it. You guys both went, ugh, incest. Why did you assume
my mum to look
incest
at me objectively as a man?
No, but I'm saying, like, you're a woman. You know what, like, living with fellas, you know what, like, is off-putting. You know Tom's habits. I'm not saying, like, oh, is he tall enough? Like, fucking, that's weird. That'd be odd. That'd be horrible. Don't look at me weird. I didn't say anything weird. I'm asking a normal question. You know what he's like. What would put you off about him? What should people watch out for?
People.
Women of the world, what should they watch out for?
Mum, what should women of the world watch out for me?
God, I'm glad we got here.
Before he's had his breakfast, he's an absolute arsehole.
Fuck off.
You know it's true. You know that it's true. That you're an arsehole before you've had breakfast. To the point where sometimes you apologise after breakfast.
Is that my only red flag?
It's true. You know that's true.
Some people are such bad men. And if that's my only red flag, I'm a bit snippy before breakfast.
I didn't say it was your only red flag. It's the first red flag.
Okay, name another then. I don't got none. Exactly. Silence. You can't think of anything.
That's the first thing that comes
to
mind.
I'm bad before breakfast. Do you know what I mean? Think about our community. Think about how good that is. That is fine.
Don't think about our community. Do you mean, are you comparing it to
I'm not, Mum. I'm honestly not.
You're comparing yourself to Baddons.
Yeah, so pretty good, really. I'm a good'un. Do you know what I mean? But I suppose if you compare a good'un to a Baddon.
Yeah, pre-breakfast, if he's hungry, everything kind of stops until he's... no longer hungry.
That's true, yeah. If you're hungry, you are a bit irritating.
That's fine. I'll take that on the chin. Yeah. Well, right. Have you got any more, or is that it? I'm a bit hungry.
That's all the questions.
I can't think of anything.
Well, guess what? We have another new segment specifically for you, Mum. We have a new segment. This segment is called Who Knows Tom Best? And I'm going to ask you two quick fire... This is a new segment, by the way. And I'm going to ask you two questions, and then you both have to answer. And we'll do it.
Can I just quickly, before we start this segment, I reckon it's your mum.
I think we know you differently. Not necessarily one better than the other. I think we just know you
different.
No,
I think you know him better than me. I think I'm going to make... There's a point I was going to make later, but I'll make it now. I think you two are very, very, very open with each other. Possibly to a degree that I find a little scary.
That's true.
I don't think I could talk to my mum about certain things you two discuss.
Like what?
I'm not even going to start because...
that makes him uncomfortable, doesn't it?
Yeah, but you just asked my mum, what do you find objective about me as a man, Jack?
I'm trying to be funny, right?
Yeah, you weirdo.
No, I'm not even telling this story because that's too far. But like you... No, no.
Wait, what were you going to say?
No, because you know what I'm going to bring up.
Just start bringing it up and I'll know.
Sorry to bring up dark times, but when your dad was on his deathbed...
Oh, no, don't bring this up.
Yeah, exactly, right? And all of a sudden, I'm the weirdo. No,
my mum needed cheering up, so I told her some funny stories.
That's a weird way to cheer your mum up.
I told her some funny stories.
Oh, yeah, funny stories.
And he also introduced me to dating apps, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I told you about dating apps.
We got me signed up to Bumble.
She signed up to Bumble next to a dying child.
Yeah, and we were both holding my dying dad's hand.
And every so often, we'd have to go quiet because he thought he died. But then he hadn't.
Just to express.
No, he was quite loud with his breathing, so we knew that he was... So we knew that he wasn't dead.
Yeah, it was very sad.
But sometimes we did get a little bit involved and forget he was there, didn't we?
The death rattle. It was the death rattle.
They call it the death rattle.
It wasn't.
Oh, never mind.
It wasn't. It's because he had pneumonia towards the end, didn't he? And so his breathing was very, very...
Oh, never mind.
Loud. So we were aware he was still alive.
Yeah. So it was nice, actually.
Yeah. So it was nice.
You're an idiot. Right.
Yeah, sure.
Who knows Tom Best questions? This is my new segment we're going to do. And it doesn't include you interrupting and whatever you're trying to horrible do.
Whatever you're trying to horrible do.
Right, be quiet, both of you. Right.
They're not words. Who knows Tom?
This is a new segment.
Sense.
This is a new segment.
I'm trying to
debut
do
a new segment and you two are being idiots.
Let's do the segment.
Is this what you're trying
who
to
who knows Tom Best?
Do?
You ready? Right, answer these. And go. What's my favourite colour?
Green.
Red.
Both of you were wrong. It's like sky. I would have accepted sky blue or something. All right, one to Jack. What's my favourite film?
Up.
Two to Jack. You're shit.
I was going to say it.
You didn't say it quick enough. Oh. What stresses me out most?
YouTube views.
No, I've got two answers for this.
Oh.
Can get a point for either.
I thought it was analytics. Other than that, I don't know.
What's
lack
up there?
Of food.
No. I have very specific two big stressors.
Oh, bumholes.
Close.
Bumholes.
Close.
Yeah.
No, oh, body horror then. It
I won't accept that. There's one specific thing with bumholes.
Oh, anal prolapse.
That's it.
Anal
three. Prolapse. Nah. Okay. Three. Jack got it first. Where am I happiest?
Parks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
One to mum.
I was good.
What specific park though? The one next to our house. Who do I love most?
I don't fucking know. Erin.
All right. One to mum. I'll accept Betty, my mum, or myself. What's my favourite animal?
Dog.
Yep. That's two, three.
I think it's three each.
Three apiece. Boxers or briefs?
Boxers. No.
Briefs.
I don't even know what the difference is to the other two, so I won't count it. What celebrity, dead or alive, would I invite for dinner?
Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
One to mum. Four, three. How many children do I want?
Three.
No, two.
Two?
Stupid idiot.
I thought you wanted three.
Three would be too many. Three would be ridiculous.
Three's a lot. They say three's a crowd.
Oh, yeah, I'd never put my poor partner through that. What's my favourite sport?
Climbing.
Yeah, I don't even have one.
You do that? Yeah, I was about to say.
What am I best at doing?
Talking.
Yeah. What am I terrible at doing?
Listening.
Yeah. What's my favourite video game?
I want to say Minecraft, but yeah. Yeah, okay.
What's my favourite band?
The East Street Band.
Yeah, good lad. What colour are my eyes?
Blue.
Yep. What's my choice of meal deal?
Tuna mayo.
Yeah.
With sweet corn and that.
What is the most drunk I've ever been?
Oh, I know. You won't know that.
Yeah, you saw me, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you came up, you were being sick, babes. You were being sick into a bucket.
I came home, didn't I? Yeah. Stumbling in through the door, Erin and Freddie holding me.
Oh, yeah, I think I know about this, though. Yeah. I just wouldn't know exactly.
Erin and Freddie, who were a little bit...
Also wankered.
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah. But compared to you...
I was so bad. I can't even remember. Yeah, what was I doing?
You were just vomiting, laughing and talking nonsense, and you didn't do anything particularly embarrassing apart from throw up into a bucket.
And out an Uber. Who is my best friend?
Freddie.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's my star sign?
Don't know.
Cancer.
Aries. Oh. How dare you? After what he's been through. What is my go-to karaoke song?
Born to Run?
No, isn't it Jungle Land?
I did 9 minute Jungle Land the other day. No. And then, last one. What is my love language?
I don't know.
Talking.
He's talking as well. All right, I don't even know who wins because I stopped tallying it up because I couldn't ask the man do maths.
Oh, Mirren was doing it. Apparently, mum wins.
Well, guys.
No shit that your mum knows you.
Yeah, but not
me.
By a lot, though. 9 to 8. Fucking hell.
Well, you see, I know young Tom, don't I? I know younger Tom.
You don't know, but
you,
no one really knows me now. I'm an enigma. I'm mysterious, really. I am.
I didn't think I knew you that well, to be honest.
You know me so well.
I saw a couple of the questions, though. I have no fucking clue.
My favorite colour. You said green, you said red.
Yeah, like
orange and green
were
your
crazy Tommy in
when
its
you
shirt.
Were little. Orange and green were your two favourite colours.
Orange and green. Those are two of my least favourites now.
Well, people change.
I thought it was the crazy Tommy in it red.
No, that was just the red and white.
Like from the red book? Or the red phone? Or the
That's
red
hot
team.
Pink, actually. It's hot pink.
It's not hot pink. It's red.
It's red in this lighting. It's hot pink.
No, it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, they kept calling it in the office the pink Bible. I thought that really red
it's,
book.
It's hot
you,
pink.
You
it is hot pink.
It's really, really red.
All right, should we ask some questions agree. About Tom's early fame and success, you idiot?
So why are you calling him an idiot?
Do you know why?
He's done nothing.
I've been watching
Wait
this,
he's
been
an
watching
idiot
this
and
show,
then calling him an idiot.
The staff lets flats and he goes, idiot. And I've just started saying...
I do
saying,
like staff lets.
He's not done anything yet. Wait till he can't.
Stupid
he's
idiot.
Yeah, we do have a lot of questions about how you felt when Tom first started getting famous on the internet. Again, I think fame is possibly an exaggerative word, but successful, I think, is a good one. Anyway, how did you feel about all
also,
the...
He's exaggerative.
Fame is exaggerative.
Exaggerative.
Timothy Chalamet's famous. We're just fucking twats on the internet.
Timothy Chalamet's only famous if you know who he is. Fame is subjective.
Well, that's everyone. That's like saying my dad's famous because I reckon he's well mint. Fair enough then. Right, anyway.
You just got owned, mate.
How did...
You just got completely owned and the whole world watched it. Nice one.
Look, I wanted to know how you felt about all the YouTube stuff when Tom first started. Not when it was taking off, like prior to that, like when he was just like
Channel
doing Nutpig, this thing.
Tommy Innit. Early Tommy Innit.
Not even early Tommy Innit, Channel Nutpig and stuff. Yeah, the really, really early stuff.
Well, he wanted to be an editor. He wanted to be a film editor. And I'd said to him, I think what you want to be is a director or a writer. And he was like, no, I want to be an editor. I want to be. I was like, all right, fair dues.
I thought the editor had a lot more power than I now know they do.
Yeah. Well, he just enjoyed telling stories. in whatever way that was. You enjoyed telling a story, so I was all for it.
Love a good story, me.
Yep.
Were you at all worried about, like, him being on the internet?
No, because we talked about it a lot and, you know, had kind of a map of him explaining what different bits of the internet he was on,
We had like a spider diagram of what was allowed and not allowed. It's like, I remember because once I broke it, I installed Musical.ly and then I realised I had messaging on and then I self-reported myself.
We were really, really up.
And then I got my iPad mini was gone for a week and it was the worst week ever.
Yeah, because I think you were 13 before you got a smartphone, 13,
yeah. It was horrible. We weren't allowed anything. Everyone at school called me Nokia Brick. Because I had my little Nokia. Well, it wasn't even a brick. It was just a little Nokia.
Nokias were like bricks, though. They were indestructible, man.
They weren't, because I was so angry once. I threw mine at a wall. And it broke. So I had two.
No, we were dead strict with it all. So I felt comfortable that he was safe.
Fair enough.
Strict. And, you know, kept the computer downstairs for ages until you were old enough. And then when you had it in your room, your door had to be open the whole time. And we knew, you know, who he was communicating with. Because I just thought, you know, when we said to you that we wouldn't put our 11-year-old in a room full of complete strangers and then just go away and go enjoy yourselves, everybody. You know, we just wouldn't.
Mm.
So that's what you do online if a child is just interacting with whoever and they can interact with you.
Sure.
You know, until they're old enough to kind of have a sense of what's safe, what isn't safe, what is healthy, what isn't healthy, you know, all that kind of stuff.
But so you had no concerns when he decided to do the Minecraft YouTube stuff?
Just because I wouldn't, that I'd be mocked?
No, because in terms of child safety, I would say putting them in a space full of Minecraft YouTubers historically has ended poorly.
It's true, Mum.
I felt that we had enough of an open dialogue that if anything was kicking off...
You put me in a pond full of sharks and said, swim. Which I mean...
Minecraft YouTube, you probably know by now.
Historically,
especially in the era that Tom was trying it, a few of them did end up being pedos. Let's be open about it. A few of them did.
I think we had enough open dialogue to, and you'd tell us everything.
It's true. I
felt
very
that
open.
You did tell. I mean, sometimes too much. Do you know what I mean?
When? As a kid.
That still happens now.
I mean, we have so much of a relationship where we talk about everything, and I say too much, and you say too much, but we all know a lot about it. Me and him know a lot about each other. So, and that's always been the case. That I felt like, you know, we could guide him through anything like that, and he'd say, you know. But I also felt that we were really responsible about it. Yeah.
Well, look at you now. You're fine-ish. A little depressed, but I reckon that isn't entirely down to the Minecraft YouTube. I think there's other factors.
It's true. And I'm on meds.
You've got school trousers on.
In it? That's what I said.
We don't dress ourselves for the podcast.
No.
We put the clothes on, but we don't pick them.
Little boys.
It's just because you wore them at school, them similar to
I know. Them, this is exactly what I said.
Are they from Asda's?
Right. You're being completely cheeky and it's not appreciated.
He's got his George on. Look at him, George boy. Boy George.
Keep it going with your questions.
Boy George did some bad stuff I learnt recently, but anyway. sorry, Ellie's recent video was about
I saw it. I saw it. Oh, I love her.
She's great.
She's lovely.
What happened when it all... You know when it... I'm going to try and ask this question, Jack, because you're just going too slow. How do you parent... This is what Jack's meant to ask. How do you parent a child who had a life experience like Tom at the age of 16 to 18? So do you know when it all went mental? How did you even deal with that as a mum?
Well, first thing was important to me was mental health. So...
I'm depressed, mum, so you didn't do great.
You tried, but now he has to have tablets.
He's on tablets. His nerves are bad. It's bad with his nerves.
He's got bad nerves. Fucking hell, lad. Nerves are bad.
He's going to have a nervous breakdown. His nerves are that bad. He's on tablets.
Right, anyway, so you were saying about my mental health.
His nerves are bad. I haven't heard that in years.
Well, we talked about mental health a lot and talked about
You whacked me in therapy, didn't you?
Yeah, got a really good psychologist.
I was doing fine. She was like, you have to get therapy. I was like, all right.
Yeah, and you and me both have lots of therapy. And it's true. You know, and we're open and we talk about stuff and we explore stuff and we work out how we're feeling and why and you know, accept it and manage it in whatever ways best. So we've always talked about that. I'd done lots of stuff on with my work, done lots of work on behaviour and about mental health and anxiety and stuff like that. So I felt like in my professional life, I was kind of equipped to understand that. And also I felt equipped to understand what fame was, you know, and how kind of...
Remember, you kept telling me, don't be the one that pays for everything. And so then I never paid for nothing.
Yeah, he took it too to heart.
I took it too serious, you know.
He took that a bit
too
to heart.
Poor Tubbo had a couple years there where I wouldn't pay for a single meal if I was
with Tubbo. Yeah, you were a bit, you went a bit far with that.
I went a bit too far the other end, you know.
But also how, you know, fame is, it's not to do with you as a person. It's to do with people appreciating your work, your art, your work, whatever you do. And even to the point, even though it was Tommy in it, you know, that's partly you, partly a character, you know. So it was knowing that how other people feel about you isn't necessarily going to make you feel any different, isn't going to make you feel more important or less important. Or if it does, you need to kind of have a bit of a check on yourself. You know, it doesn't intrinsically change who you are. It kind of amplifies it. So if who you are is, you know, solid and together and thoughtful and kind, it'll amplify that. You know, and if you're less so, if you're sad, if you doubt, it'll amplify those things as well. So it's about working on yourself.
What was it like for you seeing me get so famous? Question.
It was weird. It felt like it was almost like an out-of-body experience, like it was happening to somebody else, somebody else's child, somebody else. But it gave me a bit of distance. It gave me a bit of distance. That, you know, it was happening to you and I was, you know, your mum and the mum of a child at that point. You were 15, 16, that it was my job to kind of
guide
you through
it. What
was I
like when it was all going on?
You know,
right.
Bonkers.
What? I was just like...
You were just a normal kid and that was part of it. You know, that was part of the charm, I think.
I think that was part of the appeal, yeah.
That you didn't really understand hierarchy. You didn't really have much respect for people's... fame.
Yeah, I remember that was a big
nice.
Appeal. I remember Ellie telling me that.
What?
Because she'd never really she's on a very different side of the internet. But I think the first time she saw you was doing Among Us with the Sidemen. That was like the first time you ever like crossed into sort of like her realm of like sort of knowing things. And she said like she remembered just like you joining and instantly like sort of being really rude to KSI and she's like, that's funny.
This
kid like isn't afraid of KSI. Like it was just like I think that appeal of like most kids that were your age would be so nervous and you just weren't. And I think that was like a big appeal of it.
Yeah. And I think you were really aware that they were doing their fame thing and you were doing yours. And it was just that it was that sort of interaction. So while you're in front of the camera, it didn't really matter. You didn't have to be in awe. You were just, you know, you were equal to them. You were just doing your job, same as they were doing their job.
It was great. It was very funny. I'm going to quickly pivot out of this little section because I think it's interesting to touch into now because you sort of mentioned it. You said with your professional life, you were sort of prepared for sort of how to deal with fame and stuff. Because you've had a career being a writer, acting, writing. I feel like there's another one that I'm...
Well, I worked in education as a teacher and,
yes.
and writing.
Yes. Well, obviously, yeah. Sorry, I mean with the creative side of things specifically. No, it was just writing and acting. Never mind. I should just read my own notes. But how was that? How did you get into that in the first place? So I imagine the path of getting in to the sort of creative industry when
you
did
it. West End and all that
is very different to the path that we went through.
Yeah, because the internet wasn't invented.
Well, yeah, because ours is so self-driven. You sort of can just put yourself out there in a way that I imagine wasn't a thing.
Yeah, I went to drama school. I did some amateur stuff before I went to drama school and then did 3 years acting in musical theatre. And then there was a real kind of rigid way through at that point that you did that. You got an agent, you went for auditions, you got a job or you didn't get a job. You know, so there was a very clear that's what happens. And so, yeah, so that's what I did. And I worked as an actor for about 15 years.
Right.
Yeah. 10, yeah. about 10, 15 years. But during that, there was a period where I wasn't getting much work. And there were a lot of periods when I wasn't getting much work because that's just what it is, that's being acting, an actor. Yeah. And one of my friends said, should we try writing something? And, you know, I wasn't academic, wasn't a writer. Failed me A-levels.
Mm.
And but we just thought, oh, I have nothing to lose, let's have a crack at it. So we wrote a sitcom for us, because it was, the point of it was writing some work for us,
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, getting your own work.
And it got made by the BBC. So we were in it, we wrote it, created it. And so then it, and it was shit. But it got made. And
you still have it?
Pardon?
You still like have it on DVD? Yeah, like, can people watch it? Like, no, would you be able to find it?
No.
Are you saying that as in like a, I don't want people to find it, or is this like a, okay, sure, I won't dig.
They will now. And, you've said that.
Yeah, well, no, we've not said the name of the, oh yeah. But
yeah,
people,
and,
well, our little pervy audience.
And yeah, from there, I kind of did less and less acting because I was more interested in the writing, and I got a really good agent and started doing quite a lot of screenwriting after that. But I did still do a little bit of acting, but then after him. Were you yawning then? Are you just stifling a yawn?
No,
it
no,
did.
Wasn't.
It did
I
one of them.
I didn't do
didn't
that.
You
I
didn't try and stifle a yawn?
I didn't.
Because we're not talking about him for 10 seconds.
I know,
seconds.
This is the only part of the episode. There's like 5 minutes
the
left. I thought, well,
question
pivot.
About
that's
me.
Pivot.
I just
I know what the answers
Tom,
don't.
There's
I.
plenty more questions
I
about you
teacher.
On the Patreon. Cool. Plenty more questions about you on the Patreon.
I just know.
You know, you said red flag.
That, I know. Self-obsessed.
No, I'm not, guys. I genuinely love everyone equally. Feminist.
Because that's obviously... The acting side of things, you were in some pretty like
I was on Coronation Street for a while, for a year and a bit, and that was it was one of my first jobs. So I was
sorry, Claire, pardon
off.
Me.
What an arse!
It was on Coronation
Red
Street.
Red flag.
Mm.
And at that point, there were only 4 TV channels. It was on like twice a week or 3 times a week. It was a really small cast, and so it was getting like 9, 10, 11 million viewers an episode.
Yeah.
So you were instantly really famous.
Yeah.
On at that.
Were you getting recognised and everything?
Yeah, loads.
Because this is what
people
I was
would get
ask.
Like angry at your character, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
then shout at you.
Because there was a lot of like confusion between people were so into Coronation Street and like as they were EastEnders as well. And because there wasn't a lot of choice, there wasn't much to watch. So you know, yeah. So it was you get really famous really quickly and. Yeah, so it was, and at that point, the tabloids were after soap stars, royal family, and very
would
occasionally
you be in the tabloids?
Movie, yeah, and very occasionally movie stars. But it was royal family, then soap stars. It was, you know, it was Princess Diana era.
Well, yeah,
so
yeah, of course.
There were, you know, people were. It was kind of a quite a predatory
quite
time, and that you know, and they'd write anything.
Yeah, this is the sort of question I had. Is obviously you've sort of now seen the sort of. Very quick rise to fame from your own perspective and then from Tom's. I suppose there's already difference in that, just given one's first person, one's third, but also like in terms of the eras and the way, you know, one's on the internet, one's in the mainstream, how do they differ? And how do they sort of
In terms of managing it, I didn't have support. I didn't particularly have any support, so I didn't know how to manage it. And so I was a bit of a dickhead and I was drinking a lot and... Mm. I just didn't manage it well and I didn't like it. I've been sober for like going up 9 years now. So, but at the time I wasn't. And I didn't manage it very well and it really affected my self-esteem and really affected, you know, I just completely lost who I was. And you know, I wasn't at a stage in my life where I really knew who I was anyway.
Sure.
No, exactly. I am now. Motherfucker. But at the time, cool. I really, really didn't, and so it was really detrimental to my mental health.
Sure.
What are
no,
you?
No, nothing. So it wasn't good for your mental health.
Yeah. But in terms of mainstream and this sort of
thing
that you have, it's really different. Mainstream fame, you'd go anywhere, and sort of a few people would know who. Is he fucking yawning again?
I'm not, man. I'm listening to you. I'm listening. Don't, now you're being horrible about my beautiful face. So you go anywhere and people would know you.
And a few people would know you, you know, anywhere.
Mm.
With your sort of fame, you can go some places and nobody knows you, and you know nobody's going to know you. You go in other places and everybody goes, loses their mind. They're so excited and it's and you're so, so famous.
It was
just a general smattering.
Mm.
It was a smattering with mainstream.
Well, yeah, especially if you're on TV at the point where there's still four channels, like pretty much everyone is going to have come across it at some point in a way that like, we really command a niche, like there's sort of a demographic.
Yeah, there's a demographic. And you know, there's certain places you go to where nobody's going to know. Other places, everybody's going to know. So that's what I was on about, the fame being subjective.
Sure.
With your sort of
environment. Yeah, we sort of rock a real group. And then, you know.
And in other places, you're not famous
at all.
Old
folk don't give a shit about us.
Yeah.
Don't want them anyway.
Who gives a shit, man? They're all not even that nice.
Old people can be rude.
I know, young people are cool.
Young people have never been rude.
And they're nice and cool.
Yep. 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 Well.
I feel like you're old person baiting me there.
No. How old are you again?
I'm 51.
What? No. That, Jack, was a little joke.
Oh, sorry, I was reading the notes.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to quickly, before we move, we got a lot more questions on the Patreon, but I wanted to ask you one more. You're getting back into writing, from what I understand. Are you able to talk about that at all? Or is this, am I breaking contracts?
No, I can talk about it. I have a TV show in development that's, it's a fictionalized version of our experience.
But yes,
from the point of view of my character. So it's essentially, it's a story, it's a comedy drama, 6 parts, about three generations of men kind of leaving me in different ways. So Tom with his growing up and being famous, my dad had dementia for a long time, and so he kind of disappeared in stages over sort of 6 years. And that my Tom's dad, who's now my ex-husband, all leaving in different ways from the light, from, you know, this the woman.
Yes. So,
and it's looking at that and how that, you know, how that kind of the sudden fame and fortune and recognition and all of those things of this child, how, you know, how life still goes on regardless of all of this massive, massive thing that kind of dominates your life and changes everybody's kind of perspective and place in the family. And, you know, how things can change. But, you know, there's still lots of everyday things that happen to lots of people. And it's kind of negotiating this weird, weird fame and attention with these other things that are equally as full on and sometimes really, really funny, sometimes really, really traumatic and upsetting, how all of this shit's happening at the same time. And how do you manage all of that? And how do you manage that as the person who's kind of, I'm still in the same house. I'm still with the same dogs, but life's changed around me. Like, because my dad lived with us for a bit. Tom was there. Your dad was there. And now it's me and the dogs. And things have changed a lot. And it's just kind of that story. With hilarious consequences.
Funny moments. You've told me some of the funnies. There's some funnies in there. It didn't.
Oh yeah,
sound very comedy when you explained it, but it is. This funny bit.
Yeah, my dad's dementia was equally heartbreaking and hilarious.
I didn't want to be the one to say it, but you
it
told me some good stories.
It was hilarious. Some of it, yeah. The time where he was very, very angry because somebody had stolen his steering wheel of his car. He was sitting on the back seat.
Yeah. That's
the other time where he was really, really cross because somebody had stolen the upstairs of his house. This was after he'd moved into a bungalow. Yeah, there was a lot of people stealing
things. People are doing
things.
That these days.
Yeah.
Upstairs,
there was a lot of
thieves.
People stealing things. Yeah, he escaped from lots of nursing homes, 5 nursing homes.
Well,
fucking
I want to dig more into the show because I've got a supplementary question, but we're out of time. So we're going to move over to the Patreon where we have a bunch more.
Why don't you tease some of our Bestest questions.
Well, I've got more questions on this, but I also have questions about... this one's my favourite. You can think about this now. Which of Tom's friends is your favourite? Rank Tom's friends. I thought you'd have a good opinion on that. So I reckon if that doesn't convince you, I don't know what will.
Come join us
on the $7 Patreon. But first, Sarah Simons, would you be able to tell us how the worm is doing? He's in there. Don't drop him.
It's time to meet the worm.
Oh, hello. Where is he?
I don't know.
I don't know. That's half the adventure.
Oh, it's heavy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a worm in there.
I'm not shaming him.
No.
No.
Not worm shaming him.
That was Dad earlier. Is it?
Where is he? Is that him at the bottom?
Could be. I really couldn't tell you.
Hi, babes.
Is he all right? Would you say?
I have no idea. I haven't got my glasses on. So first of all, this looks like a load of brown fuzz.
Sure.
Yeah.
Admittedly, it is a load of brown fuzz.
Is he alive?
Let me
have a peek. Let Jack have a look. Jack, you have a gammy eye, mate.
I've got a fucked up eye and all, so I can't even see the best.
Should I have a look for this worm?
Oh, I can see a bit of him there.
Again,
he's just shifted. He moved.
Oh, really? Oh.
He moved, so he's alive and moving.
It's like a magic eye thing, isn't it? If you look like that, you can see a dolphin.
Oh, don't, because I'm worried I'm going to go blind in this gammy eye, and if I do, I'll never...
What are you fucking doing?
There's no to see. You just shifted out
of the... Well, you'll see out of one eye, babes.
You can't do magic eyes with one eye.
Can't you?
Magic eyes?
Oh, well, you go like that and you see a dolphin.
Yeah, I love them.
What do you mean you go like that and you see a dolphin?
I'm on the Magic Eye subreddit. If anyone else is on the Magic Eye subreddit, shout out.
What else do you see?
The Magic Eye?
When you go like that.
What are you both doing?
It was a thing in the 80s. We don't have time for this.
I'm seeing a dolphin. I'm not seeing a dolphin.
No, you don't.
Shut your eyes. You go like that.
You cross them.
You don't cross them.
You do. You cross your eyes.
Like that?
Yeah.
What? And then what do I see?
Yeah, you do. You go like that.
What are you doing?
Like that.
You're squinting. You're not supposed to squint.
You do.
That's not what magic is.
You go like that.
I just see my nose.
I'm an avid user of the r/magic eye subreddit. I know everything. What are they called? There's an official word for them.
R/magic eye.
I'm just crossing my eyes and shutting them. What am I seeing?
No. There's like a thing you look at something. I'll show you a magic eye in the break. But first, we must move over to our
Patreon.